Everybody, welcome to another episode of Sink or Be Sunk. I am your host, Helicopter Rescue, and my co-host is Doomlock.
Hello.
And today we have a very cool special guest. He goes by Voss. His in-game name is Voss79. But he is a King of the Seas supremacy admin.
Cut you off. Good morning.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of things going on. You know, new ships coming in for testing. We have, changed ships, Akizuki change and, the IJN, 100mm gun change. Alsace nerf, just so many different kind of things going on. We also have the big event, Go Navy, which is Sharks team versus Eagles team.
Go Sharks.
Basically, if you guys remember, for those who were that time here, we had, what was the name of the event? I just
had Clash of the Elements.
Yes, we had Clash of the Elements, where we picked a blue team or we picked fire team or water team
and team scrub. I mean team water.
I can't remember which one I went. So long ago, it feels like.
I still have the camos from that time. I bought a bunch of camos, actually, using my last couple of coins.
Oh, I did that as well. Pretty much since at the end of it, I didn't have enough for anything really major. I got, a couple of special mods and then spent the rest on camos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any currently, but the arsenal could fix that.
Handled better, integrated better. Just so much is just so much better than what it was. And I mean, did any of you guys expect it to be this good? You know what I mean?
I'm trying to remember
you had to go to a website to check your progress.
Well, that was definitely for Project R. I'm trying to remember if Clash of the Elements had the same or not. Yeah, I think it did. Anyway. Well, they, definitely did a lot of improvements and everything to the whole shebang. I mean, they've been improving a lot of UI and stuff over the past year. Yeah, it's been over a year and a half since Clash of the Elements. But it's pretty nice.
This is, a lot more reward. Some, you have containers, you have, instead of just waiting at the end of the event, which would be a long time, I'm pretty sure. I believe, did they set up an end date on this?
It's the end date is the day before 7.8.
Yeah, so it's we've got some quite a bit of time, and like I was saying earlier, the rewards, some of the the rewards are right there. So as you progress,
get those tokens, you spend them in the arsenal for stuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffs and things.
And you can get some of those special, team sharks or team eagles containers as you play your games, as you win games, et cetera, et cetera.
Save for your Salem.
That's a good idea. It's actually not a bad ship.
That's my goal, is to save up for the Salem.
Now, if only they will make a Salem Witch permacamo eventually for Salem. Reference the old Salem Witch from way back when.
Yeah.
That was like, was it like the first?
It was the first
Halloween event?
Yep, the first Halloween event. It was a Des Moines at Tier 4 called the Salem Witch, and I think Essex or Midway at Tier 4 as well called the Phantom something? Mm-hmm. Phantom Witch? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember too. It's been such a long time.
That's like 3 years ago, right?
Yep. It was, and the matchmaker tried to like give the one with the special ship less teammates because, you know, it's still a tier 10 ship, just labeled a tier 4 and everything. Salem is pretty interesting. I like that they've given the Freedom camo to both of them and Des Moines. The Worcester camos are pretty nice too. Both of them sporting a don't tread on me on the sides and bunches of motifs of their respective animal. I literally all the time am reading Go Navy, and I have to keep stopping myself from saying Beat Army. This is not the Army Navy game right now.
I think they're kind of, you know, they're trying to go for something like that. You know what I mean? Just kind of that theme of the rivalry aspect and et cetera. And, you know, it sounds nice, you know, Go Navy. Not bad at all.
Well, probably to get to the meat of why we dragged Voss into here to listen to us drone on about random things. I'm guessing this was for the war games from a week ago or so. Last weekend? I think it was last weekend. I'm assuming.
Yeah, so yeah, the war games ran last weekend. It was a nice compact 1 day, 6 hour event last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
USA, United Scrubs Alliance one, which is like a mix of some Impact guys, Salty Pirate Crew, and there may have been one or two other randoms from other clans.
Mario.
Yeah, Mario was there from ZR. Did Potato Quality play for them or did he play for MIA? I can't remember.
He played for MIA.
Yeah, so... anyway, I mean, the whole thing about the war games, and this is one of three, is to try and get some of the clans who want to do King of the Sea some exposure to how it works in a shorter, more compact time frame in a less, lower pressure environment, right? So, I mean, we had some teams come in who had never done it before. We had some teams come in and play who had finished, like, in the top 16. We had a couple teams who had come in who had been knocked out in the group rounds last time they played King of the Sea. So it was a very eclectic mix of teams last weekend. So,
Glad it went off really well. If I remember, the next one is... It's not this weekend. It's next weekend?
So the event coming up next weekend is actually Summer Slaughter, which is
a right.
different event. So we're walking back down memory lane for competitive. We're going to go back to playing Tier 8. So the Wargaming's events have caps. Like I said, the top 8 teams can't play. For Summer Slaughter, it's open to anybody. So I think we have one team registered already. SF3 is coming back onto the floor to do some third-party comp action. It'd be good to see them play again. They haven't taken part in a little bit. It's also being played at, like I said, it's being played at tier 8 instead of tier 10. We're actually playing 8v8, not 9v9, just to a little less pressure to have like 10 to 12 people or 14 people to play. And it'll be a 2-day event as opposed to a 1-day event. So it's going to start next Saturday with a Swiss pairing round. We expect it to run probably about 6 hours because it's going to run. 5 rounds of Swiss at 3, best of 3 for each round. And then the top 8 teams will advance on Sunday to play for through single elimination to get the top team out of it.
Sounds like it'll be fun and entertaining.
I mean, it should
say fun and engaging.
I mean, like, well, if you see a detonation in that kind of play, it's like seeing detonation clan battles, right? Somebody in a team speaker Discord is yelling at someone profusely because of that.
Yeah.
It should be, right? Like it's a different mix, a little bit different. For some of the guys who did Supremacy, it'll be coming back to an old friend for them, right? The rules for the ships is going to look a lot like the last season of Supremacy. So it's going to be one carrier, two battleships instead of three, which we used to run, mostly because we stepped down to 8v8 for this instead of 9v9. Three ships of any nation and no more than two premiums. And we banned the Zeppelin, the Cooter, and the Kid. So
it's actually not too bad. I mean, there's a lot of potential for what people are going to bring and what people are going to do. And especially, you know, since Supremacy League, you know, the game has been through, you know, many patches, many new ships.
I think we'll see some different comps run than we used to see for Supremacy, just because of the two battleship limit now instead of three. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's been a bunch of changes at tier 8. There's been, like, the French line has come out, right? It gives you another battleship option if you're so inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other stuff that's happened in the patches that has moved stuff around the ships, so we may see some different ones that weren't run before being used now. It'll be interesting, right? Like when we played last time, for example, the Hipper and the Wagon didn't have the ability to heal, and now they have the ability to heal, right? So you could actually see potentially like a clan battle style flank set up with an Otago and a Hipper, doing like the same similar thing that you see with like a Hindenburg and a Zhao for clan battles.
All right, right. Mm-hmm. Eugen, not Hipper. Hipper got the rate of fire buff.
Right,
the,
that's right.
Rudder shift.
But still, I mean, you could put an Eugen in a toggle there, right? It would burn your two premiums, but it's an option you could look at.
Yep. That, and considering it's tier 8, those two being the only, I think, tier 8 cruisers that have a heal is a big deal.
Well, the Edinburgh's got one too, right? But
well, Edinburgh's also made of paper.
That's true.
It does have super heal, yes, but it is also very, very much made of paper mache.
Like, the other major change too is depending on how you want to load it up. Because I mean, I guarantee most teams would probably take the Shokaku. It gives you the option to run like Cleveland's and Baltimore's as well, right? Which the last time we ran this, New Orleans was the only T8 American cruiser.
Mm.
So just changes like that. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the tier 8 American cruiser. Now it's become two tier 8 American cruisers.
Yes.
And the old one is not even a tier 8 anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, New Orleans.
And then once Summer Slaughter's done, through the rest of the summer, we have two more Wargaming events for the newer teams for King of the Sea. And then we should see... you should see King of the Sea sometime in the fall. We're still not exactly sure when it's going to pan out for dates. Mostly because we kind of work around like patch announcements from Wargaming when clan battles ends, rank starts. And King of the Sea always tries to get slid in between that little window between the end of clan battles and the start of ranked. So.
Right. I just haven't really followed the Kings of the Sea Supremacy League stuff as much. I mean, especially because early on, I mean, I was a solo player, and even now, I mean, my clan is much more like casual recreational type of thing than really competitive. So I don't usually follow it, and I just hear it like bits and pieces from Hella when we're doing recordings, or little notifications in like the clan embassy or NA community Discord or whatever's. But yeah, though I have seen some videos of it before, and it's pretty interesting to see how even in comparison to like clan battles, it really changes how the strategies are worked out, what tactics they use, what ship compositions they have.
Bringing the CV adds that extra element, right? It makes it a little bit more difficult. And like to a certain extent, I can see why Wargaming didn't want to include the CVs for clan battles, just because even a half decent CV player can make a difference if your CV player is not half decent, right? So
indeed.
I mean, we'll see if we ever get the CV rework and see if that like helps make make more people want to play it, but I don't know. We're what, a year, almost a year past year of the CV, so 6 months at least.
Oh yeah, year of the CV thing already kind of died. They're trying to get it out this year, but no guarantees. Considering it's a very large scale reworking of a whole entire ship class, plus probably other mechanics, core mechanics of the game. We'll see.
It'll happen eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah. Probably most of us, probably quite a few of us will still be here to see it. I know I do. I still have to see Italian ships and more French ships and et cetera, et cetera.
I got a Haida, so I'm happy now. they brought the one Canadian ship we'll probably see into the game in for me, and like it's probably all I'll get, but I'm happy for it. So
it took a while, but it was brought through.
So they dropped me like a Corvette or a frigate at like tier one for a Commonwealth line.
Give a flower class.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's see. Was there anything while I'm thinking about it? Any random dev blog randomness that popped up over the last couple days? Well, I suppose there was one thing. Between the last podcast we recorded. I can't remember the word podcast right now for some reason. There were a few things that were put up. They mentioned the super test birth, not the super test, the birthday of World of Warships. There's going to be a lot of new stuff for that, of course. The Arsenal will have some new resources at some point in the future being earned from clan battles that will give you special camouflages for Flint, Black, and Stalingrad, like really super special ones. Well, it appears that they do not give any. They gave one for Stalingrad, gives the same thing as tier 10 camouflages. Gave the camo design contest for Helena, and a few more in-game camouflages from Azur Lane, actually. For Hipper, Cleveland, Hood, Nelson, and Enterprise. Ooh, Enterprise. I'm going to have to look for that. Because I have Biggie, and Biggie's best. Big thing was a new ship for testing that they brought up for super test. Le Terrible. Contrary to its name, no, it's probably not going to be terrible. Despite that name. The Terrible does have quite the distinction as being the fastest warship in history. Going at, I think, if I remember, 45 knots. Got 45 knots at some point. Though if she gets the French speed boost, she'll reach like 50 something knots. Can't catch me. Yeah, she looks pretty interesting. Anyways, back to your regularly. Sure, that's how you pronounce regularly. Regularly scheduled, guess Kings of the Sea, something or other. I really don't follow this as much. I'm at a loss as to what to talk about at this point for that perspective.
I mean, like, if you don't follow it, like, my suggestion would be, like, watch Summer Slaughter next week, right? Like, we're going to have a bunch of it streamed. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure who's on the streaming docking, because I think we're still trying to sort through who's available next weekend, but it's going to be played on Saturday evening. The first night we're going to run during the clan battles window. We talked to a couple clans and kind of made the decision that running later in the evening on Saturday was probably something teams would be okay with. You can get away with one night of not doing clan battles, especially since like everything's kind of slower moving this season than it was last. And then the finals we played on Sunday during the afternoon. So it should be a good time. Said tune in and watch it. We typically post all our streamers to Reddit and off the Warships NA Twitter or the Supremacy NA Twitter, sorry, a few days before they go out. So gives you a chance to take a look. It's fun time to watch, right? And maybe you'll pick up something that can help you. If nothing else, it's entertaining.
True. I'm assuming some of the streamers were like Sea Raptor and Zath, or well, no, Zath's on vacation.
Zath's back, so he should be streaming this commenting. So the last one we had Sea Raptors, Sneaky Snake, or the Sneaky Snake, Quad, a loop from Rush B. I'm drawing a blank, but we had like five streaming pairs last time. So that's we covered a lot of games.
Sounds fun. I'm amused by just hearing that Sneaky Snake is because snakes are sneaky.
That's true.
They're also very, very mean. Well, some of them can be. Tangent over with. Yeah, I'll see if I can pick up one to watch on next Saturday. One or two to watch for a while. Get some time to relax after busy week. There you go. Let's see. Doo-doo-doo. Other than that, I was expecting Hella to do more of the chatting over here. Where are you at, Hella? Because Hella's been very silent the past like 10 minutes. I've been very confused to why I haven't said a word. Earth to helicopter rescue. Do we need to call a helicopter to rescue you? Well, it appears that Hella's died. And now it's just left with me and Vaas. So how are you doing, Vaas? How's your day been?
I'm good, Doom. Thank you. It's okay. It's all right. I drank my coffee. Played a couple war games battles. Got to do some stuff around the house. My wife's been gone and she's coming home, so...
Yes, you got there's always the stuff that there's always those couple things that you forgot that she told you to do, and then you got to go do them.
Yeah, basically.
Sounds like a decent day.
That's good. It's not gonna be too bad.
Yeah, mine should mostly be decent, all right, too, except for working tonight. But then again, it's work. Not always supposed to be the best thing, but make the most of it. Looking forward to the weekend.
Hella must have died here.
I swear it has to have been he died. He needed a helicopter rescue team. We need to call in the helicopters. Hella's completely died. Actually, I will be amused if he actually fell asleep. It sounded like he was tired. I mean, I don't know. I'm wondering, like, he didn't even say like he had to pop off or something. He just vanished.
Oh, he's on press to talk. We won't even hear him snoring. So,
except if it's unless like a animal or his finger just happened to press it.
All right, well, I'm gonna give my goodbye here, Doom. If you don't need me anymore, and go do some stuff here. My wife's gonna be home about an hour and a half. So,
yeah, I don't know where to go from here with Hella disappearing. I'm a little confused here. This will be very interesting for him to edit later.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thanks.
I was just gonna say you've got stuff to do. By all means, head on out, Vaas. It was good to chat with you again. I know it's been a while.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys having me on. Let me talk about our stuff and a little bit of publicity it gives us. So,
yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
See you, Vaas.
Bye.
Bye. And then there was one. Well, this will definitely be a very interesting episode for you guys to listen to later. As I'm very confused as to what happened to Hella. I can quip that he died all day long, but probably had something very big and major that had to come up that he had to take care of. I mean, we are recording. It is a live recording, after all. There's always those random things that'll pop up. But as a final note, just a little bit earlier on the dev blog, they did note about the cross server or cross realm, as they put it, matchmaking for clan battles. Let's see, it is best to just read it word for word. The work on an option that will allow you to play clan battles in the prime time of any server continues. The officers of the clan will be able to choose one prime time for clan battles that is the most comfortable for its clan members. The choice of prime time will be available every day during the clan battle season. This week, we are ready to begin the first closed round of testing for cross-realm matchmaking. The main tasks facing the participation of closed testing are to check the correctness of cross-server balancer and the usability of the interface. So that's, again, on its way. It's beginning testing. And with that, I think not too much more to talk about. Oh, I just remembered the ring. The ring where your favorite community contributors are competing it out to get onto the get to be in the game as a commander continues. 12 participants for the first round are as follows: Flamu, the Mighty Jingles, Volgar the Viking, Turi, No Zoop for You, I Chase Gaming, Richard Channel, Warships Podcast, Flambass, Uocat, Jive Turkey, and Farazellan. They're the 12 contestants for the first round, and they're moving on to compete for round two. So keep an eye out on that, and keep an eye out for your favorite CC to see if they'll keep going. Other than that, it's Go Navy, Sharks versus Eagles. Good luck to both teams. I know there's not too much at stake behind it, just having fun. But I'm, of course, totally on the Sharks team, because Sharks are cool. Well, I will stop talking to pretty much mostly myself here, and you all, of course. This will be interesting, an interesting episode, to be sure. But I thank you all for joining us. This was Helicopter Rescue. He's around here somewhere. He'll probably edit in a little goodbye for himself later. But it's also been Doomlock. I thank you all for joining me and Voss, and we will talk to you all later. Bye bye now.